From the room next to my bathroom in my basement, this is My Worst Holiday, a podcast about your worst wedding, your worst funeral, your worst bachelor party, bachelorette party, or date party, whatever it is. Fuck it. If it's funny and it went off the rails, we want to hear about it. Today we have a special guest. We have Wade Wilson from the Brickle Back podcast.
It's not Brickleback.
Is it Brickle?
No, I think you were listening to me.
What the fuck did you say?
I said Brickleberry.
That's a great opening. Appreciate it. Brickerbots.
Brickerbots, that's it.
Brickerbots.
Not Brickleback.
I wonder I couldn't.
That sounded really bad.
Yeah.
Hey, there's you don't get a second chance at a first impression. I'm sorry about that, Wade.
Is that where I tell you about my worst podcasting experience? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
That'll be the next podcast you talk about this. Yeah, he said it's the most fucking morons I was with.
It'll be his next one. My worst podcast. Well, hey, man, tell us a little bit about yourself.
You secretly Deadpool?
Shit, I'd really rather not. Let's see here. San Antonio, Texas. Three amazingly annoying children.
Stars at night are big and bright.
Texas. I'm a transplant, so I don't know if I can get away with that shit. But just like I have a good time, man. If you guys ever get a chance to listen to the Brickerbots, you can hear us. It's considered the guy on the right. We got a guy in the middle and the guy way the fuck out there on the left. So
those goddamn people way on the left.
I like that guy. That left guy. I like that guy.
I don't know how you people survive.
So,
off of us handing them stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I never work for nothing.
That's what I've heard.
Except for like 11 hours a day, you know.
That's what Mrs. Holiday said.
Yeah.
But I'm digging the background there. I like the Darth Vader and the stars and everything.
Yeah, I just got the stars up this today. I just did that today.
He sullied Darth Vader.
I put a Starfleet pin on Darth Vader. If you look,
somebody's got to take a nerd card for that, right?
That is sacrilege.
But
he had it coming, Commander Vader.
Commander Vader, nice. I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Oh, shit! All right. So I'm turning it on Facebook Live now because I'm a dumbass and didn't get it going to begin with.
I was gonna say, shouldn't have this recorded.
Yeah.
We can start over.
Hey, everybody.
See, so everybody on Facebook Live missed the fact that we didn't know what you were called.
The worst holiday opening, but I'm here with Wade Wilson from the Brickerbot podcast. And tell us a little bit about Brickerbot.
Brickerbots. It's based off of the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Bicker. Oh, yeah. Bicker.
So bicker.
Bicker. Like they bicker. Oh, because they bicker bots. Got it. Off the Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Yeah, I seen your picture. I'm going to fuck this up all night.
I've crossed out your name four times.
I just crossed out my name four times.
So, like I was saying about the podcast. So the original intention of the podcast was we weren't going to stop until one of us went across the table at each other.
I like that.
That's awesome.
So we've came close a couple times.
Is that right? That's awesome.
Something about it. We had one heated exchange about immigration, but that didn't do it. And then we had a fortune teller come on, and I asked the fortune teller what were my chances of nailing Ray Ray's sister. He didn't cross the table about that.
What up, dude? I just want to fuck your sister. Leave me alone.
I do not want to fuck
just
your
once.
Sister. I'm afraid she looks like you.
Oh, my sister? No, she doesn't look like me. She's lovely.
She's attractive.
Yeah, she's attractive. That's right, dickhead.
She's humanoid, huh?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Kendrick Reagan, who's going to be on in about an hour, he's going to be on. He's watching us. And Tiffany Sims, who was on last week. Last week, Wednesday, yeah. So a couple other good podcasts that, Tiffany doesn't have one, but Kendrick does, called Spoiler Country.
Tiffany has a great podcast. She was on ours.
Yeah, she was on.
Her sister has one that she didn't know the title.
I haven't heard any of it, but the chick keeps sending me pictures. Hers is called Daddy Issues.
Oh, yeah, I got to get a hold of her.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it sooner or later, but just the title and the pictures are enough for me to watch.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I need to check her out.
I'm in already just from
if you haven't seen her, her pictures are they're good.
No, oh, yeah, thanks they're for all sharing. Like bound and gagged.
You know, you share all sorts of shit with me. You don't share those pictures. Thanks. I want to see your fucking kid.
You're welcome. All right, man. Well, hey, line us up with a story. What do you got?
Well, I shot you a list, man. Which one did you want to hear first here? I saw you had the rehab electrocution on there, right?
Yeah, rehab electrocution and something about a carnival bear or...
Oh, so, okay, so rehab electrocution. I'll keep with the theme that you have here of, like, worst moments ever.
Okay.
So, Tom, like everybody else, watch way too much HDTV and say, hey, fuck it, I can flip a house, right? I know how to use a paintbrush. Yeah, not so much. There's a little bit more involved in those fucking things. Right? So I'm in the kitchen and I'm taking stuff down. I'm smart enough to go over to the circuit breaker and shut everything off. How most people do this. You turn on the lights, mm-hmm. and the lights shut off. You figure the circuit's good, right?
Right.
Yeah, not so much. So I'm pulling down the hood over the oven. And I get it all down, and I grab a hold of the wire, and I just start fucking shaking and goddamn electrocuting.
I've been there before.
Right? So I go get a lamp. I plug it in. All the sockets are on it. All the fucking circuits are still down. Must have just been a freak. I'm an idiot thinking
how's
that there's
it, how's
residual
it's
energy.
It's wired direct? Like it bypassed
the... Yeah, it was just a copper wire.
It bypassed the circuit breaker?
So...
Apparently.
So I figured I went back and I shut the whole left side down. And I go back and I started messing with it and I got shocked again. Went back, shut every breaker off, pulled the master out. That fucking thing was tied to the central power grid or some shit.
That's
when he saw the wire off the transformer out front.
That's a lot of amperage coming through that one wire, man.
Man, the people that lived there before me, fuck, man, they were stealing energy or some shit.
They had jumper cable energy.
I used to work for
the neighbor's power bill was really fucking high.
I used to work for a service that we located utilities,
mm-hmm.
and there was a city away from ours where the guy worked for the power company, and somehow had a switch for like when the power company would come on, he'd flip it.
Yeah.
So he was paying for that electric, and as soon as they'd leave, he'd flip that switch and switch it to a different one, and somehow overrode everything, so he's getting free electricity.
Nice. Fucking little Christmas vacation going on, right?
Get caught and fired, you know?
Hey, I have a fun story. I have a heartwarming story about that and electrocution as well.
Oh, fantastic.
There was a gentleman who was on his roof, and you see those commercials where they're like, when you're on your roof, be careful, and they show the ladder hitting the wire.
Yeah.
Happened to this guy.
Oh.
He did not survive.
Yeah.
So they're planting, so they call in a Julie to plant a memorial tree for this guy.
Yeah.
And we may or may not have mismarked this electric line, and sure as shit, they hit an electric line while burying the memorial tree.
So I'm going to shit on you guys here real quick because I just noticed you posted, hey, we're going live with the bricker back.
Yeah.
Like, this could be more fucking wrong.
I'm sorry.
We'll replace that.
Yeah, let me go fix that.
You should see his spelling. Yeah. He spent the other day, he said something, and I'm like, hey, what's V-A-G-A-S? He's like, you know, Las Vegas. I'm like, not even close, dude. Not even close. Mr. Holiday, unfortunately, cannot spell.
No, or think.
That happens to the most liberals.
Oh, buzzing!
So, I saw, what was the other one you had an interest in? It was the carnival bear. So that's an excellent trick if you ever want to win a prize at a carnival.
Did you work at a carnival?
No, I like to prey on stupid people.
Oh.
So.
And that's how he ended up here.
Yeah, exactly.
Folks, for all you listening, that's so BickerBots.
BickerBots.
Not whatever Mr. Holiday came up with. We're going to mention BickerBots every BickerBots 5 minutes.
Podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I do individual covers for every episode. So.
Oh, okay.
Gives me enough free time.
See, we were just talking about the people who actually put work and effort into their podcast.
Yeah, exactly. We don't.
No, that's not us.
Yeah. when I was listening to you guys on the last one, you're like, oh, yeah, research, fuck that.
You know, our biggest research is sometimes we listen to people's podcasts. I got this at the last second, so I didn't get a chance to look yours up. But I generally try to listen to a couple of them at least. And
yeah, I try to get yours in. I came home, and my neighbor, they're of Mexican descent, had seen that Big Lots had mattresses on sale for 20% off, so they went and bought a couple of them, and they came over to my house asking if I could go and get them for them. And I've got like a Chevy S10, so I've got this little truck. So I go up to Big Lots, and I'm thinking I'm just getting a couple mattresses, so I can fit a couple mattresses. So I get those, and they said, "Well, we'll be right back up with the box springs." And I'm like, "What? What the fuck?" So I had to go, and I brought the mattresses back. And I had to turn around and go back again and pick up the box springs because I couldn't fit them all on my Chevy S10. You know, I got an old beat up pickup that. But she's gonna make me some tamales.
I know, but how cheap are your neighbors? It's fucking Big Lots. They could have paid $15, and they probably would have walked them over for them.
I don't know. It was
tamales.
I just, you know, I was just being kind. That's what I am.
You know, and I don't even talk to my fucking neighbors.
I can believe that.
Rarely. Well, the one guy's sort of a dick. The mom's super nice, but the people across the street, I loathe them. Just absolutely loathe them. They're the type, they got a diesel truck, and at like 10 o'clock at night, he decides to rev the fucking engine just to make sure that it'll rev, apparently.
Rolling coal. You know,
and we have an asshole neighbor, and he's called the cops on him. And it's like, wow, we used to call the cops on him all the time because at 3 o'clock in the morning, we hear a stereo going. If he's calling the cops on, though he denies it. He's like, oh, no, I don't call the cops on people. I'm like, ah, bullshit. They're right next to you, and the truck's outside your bedroom window. I bet it was you.
Okay, so you go, worst fucking neighbors. I had a neighbor that had a backyard that backed up to mine, Caddy Corner, and he had this fucking dog that barked all goddamn night. All fucking night long, just yap, 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 yap. I go over there, I fucking stand over the fence, see the dog barking at the back door, fucking get dressed at 3 a.m, go over to this guy's house, ring the shit out of the doorbell, wail the hell out of the door, no answer, nothing. Guy refuses to come to the door. I was like, all right, cool, I'll take care of it tomorrow. I go over there about 4 or 5, knocking on the door, the guy comes to the door, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm your backyard neighbor. Your dog barks all night long. What dog? I ain't got a dog. What the fuck is that right there? I can see the dog right in his living room. I was like, that dog right there fucking barks all night long. And he goes, oh, we locked the dog out at night. We don't want it in the house.
Yes.
I was like, bruh, that dog better shut up tonight. The next night, it was barking about 1 a.m. I went over there and just started kicking on the door, and the guy wouldn't answer. Called the cops, and the cops showed up. The dog wasn't barking. They said, there's nothing we can do about it. At 3 a.m., the dog started barking again. I called the cops again, and I said, well, would you like us to meet you at your house or his house? I said, well, you might want to go to his house because I'm going through the door. The cops come screaming in with lights and shit. They're like, oh, okay, we hear the dog barking. We hear the dog barking. I don't know if they drowned that fucking dog or sold it for meat. I don't give a shit.
Whatever, man. As long as that fucker's gone.
Wow, oh, my God. I was like a fucking Drano hamburger for that dog.
Oh, just throw Benadryl in hamburger, dude. You throw 2 Benadryl tablets, and it'll knock that dog out all night long.
There you go. Nighty-night, pop.
There's another helpful tip for you people out there. Do not give 2 Benadryl tablets to, like, a chihuahua.
No.
But, you know, you got a big enough dog. A couple Benadryls. Boom. This may or might not help, folks. I could be talking out of my ass.
Just trying to solve the world's problems here. Yeah, that's all we're trying to do.
We're not
saying it's ever happened. We're just saying this is what could be done.
We were just talking about doing an Ask Us Anything where on Facebook Live people could ask us questions, and we do a whole podcast where we just answer the questions of the world. I know. What's their faces? They'll have you. They'll ask for questions and talk about them.
Who's that?
I can't fucking remember there.
So we do the same thing. We ask for topics. We ask for questions. We get a lot of Dear Ray Ray questions. So
Dear Ray
those are pretty good.
Dear Ray Ray.
And so he's the one getting shout outs all the time.
Can chickens swim?
Yes. Ray Ray always gets the relationship questions. Hey, Ray Ray, my boyfriend plays video games all night and won't give me any. What should I do?
What's his screen name?
Find somebody with a dick that's not gay.
What? My answer would be, hey, what's his screen name? What games he play?
What's he playing? Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I guess the thing when everybody's playing right now is Sea of Thieves, which I think is pretty gay.
I see that. It looks amazing to me. I love pirates.
I don't care what game it is. If it comes down to pussy or a game, pussy wins. Pussy wins.
Pussy wins.
Pussy wins, yeah. Exactly. Sure, I didn't spend as much. Yeah, I did. I spent just as much or more.
Actually. See, you know, I like pirate games, so I'm all for it. Mr. Holiday happens to like Pirates of Penzance, so.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Ask him about show tunes, folks.
Ask me about show tunes.
And that's how he sucked his first dick.
And that's how I sucked my first dick.
So you guys are changing the name of the show to that?
Yeah, how I sucked my first dick?
Yeah.
That's probably going to be on our logo eventually.
That's probably it. Actually, if you, where's my cards? They're right here.
I'm pretty sure iTunes would let that fly, right? That'd be fine.
Yeah, yeah. If you'll notice the bottom part.
Because we're professionals.
Oh, it's all fuzzy.
Oh, you can't see it? Yeah, there it is.
No.
Well, it's our website, and then it says send boob pictures.
Nice.
Not you, Kepper.
Very jealous.
Yeah, not you, Kepper.
You may have the biggest titties on our live, but I don't want to see Kepper's titties.
I just had new cards made, and it's real small. Like you really, like if you had the card, you really got to look down in the corner to see it.
Nice.
So tell us about.
So, here's our new cards.
Oh, thanks.
Yep. Here's our new cards.
The carnival.
What's that? Oh yeah, I want to hear about the carnival bear.
Nice. So the easiest way to win one of those giant ass bears at the carnival is the ring toss, right?
Right.
We want to find one where they got two people working, but neither one of them paying attention.
Yeah.
Right. So the last time I won one, neither one were paying attention. I walked up and they turned to me and said, "Sir," and I said, "I'll take the brown bear."
Yeah.
They're like, what do you mean? I said, I threw a ring. I ringed it. He took it off. Give me my bear.
That's genius.
Yeah, that is genius.
It was perfect. We had to carry around a stupid ass bear the entire day. You know, carny folk aren't like a stereotype. That's a real fucking thing.
Yes.
Yes. I know. I actually used to work with a guy who owned a carnival.
You're not.
It turns out I was in the carnival, but I worked with a guy that ran a carnival. No, I'm just kidding. I worked at a sweatshop building grain bins, and the guy in the off season would work there and build grain bins. And I worked with him for years. A really nice guy, but yeah, the people that worked for him.
You do not need, Jesus folks, Christ, just so you know, you don't need a bachelor's degree to work at a carnival.
What's that?
Did you know you don't need all of your teeth?
Yeah. Well, you know, I got the...
Teeth are overrated, sir.
I got the boy working on his career. College? Oh. Carnival.
Teal to whirl.
Goddamn. Which was that? Was one of the first vacations, wasn't it?
No, that was Christmas vacation.
Oh, God. Yeah. I just remember the girl in the one.
Hey,
my French kiss.
Just a second. So Paul
Daddy
Chomo.
Daddy says I'm the best.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Daddy says I'm the best. Yeah. Paul Chomo from Varmints is watching the Varmints podcast. Hey, Paul. How you doing, man? Yeah.
Hi,
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, I French kiss. So do I. Yeah. Oh. Ever. Bop
your
baloney.
You're looking back on Underdogs?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's the leader of Underdogs, yep, yep, that's his...
Yeah, he's the one that booted me.
Oh. Were you a rebel?
Paul's a good dude.
Yeah, he said, whatever. I won't even bother to get into that.
Okay. I still love you, Paul. All right, so
what else you got on the list there?
I don't know. You had like a whole list there, man. Let me get back into it. Yeah, you had a...
Look at you with the My Worst Holiday backdrop and everything. Man. I got my kid playing bass.
Huh?
I have my kid playing bass as my backdrop.
Oh, is that right? Awesome. Let's see. We've got... Okay, let's do... let's go down the line. A Goodwill Hunting moment.
Oh, man. So I know you guys like to do a little bit of comedy here. This is funny to me, right? So
allegedly.
I was all of maybe 12. I had just got my braces in.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the dentist told my old man, hey, don't let him rough house, this, that, and the other, because those teeth are so loose because of the braces, they'll move around.
Yeah.
Right. So we're out in the neighborhood doing something, and I'm wrestling with somebody, and my old man starts screaming at me not to get anything to happen to those braces, or he's going to beat my ass.
Mm-hmm.
So the kid next to me decides that he's just got carte blanche to just beat my ass because I can't do anything. So
as long as you don't hit you in the face.
Hey, Tracy.
Right.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, no, he was. He was swinging, and I was under strict rules not to fight back.
Right.
So, well, for whatever reason, I get my ass whipped around 11 or 12.
Yeah.
I lose sight of this guy for about 15 years. And I call this a Goodwill Hunting moment, because if you remember the beginning of Goodwill Hunting, that's how Will gets locked up. He's running onto the basketball court, and he sees that guy, and he's like, hey, you remember me? You kicked the shit out of me in kindergarten, and he dumps his ass. That moment just spoke to me so much for some reason.
I remember me from kindergarten.
I have never seen Goodwill Hunting all the way through.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And I like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. I don't know. I'll have to watch that. I like your usual shitty
taste. It's a great movie, man.
That I might want to watch. Because the parts I have seen were interesting. I just never had the chance to see it all the way through.
What a great fucking movie.
It's not better than Lost in Space.
Lost in Space is... Is that it?
What's that?
He hates Robin Williams? You hate Mrs. Doubtfire?
I do hate Mrs. Doubtfire. I don't like Robin Williams.
I love Robin Williams.
I just think that he yells everything.
What do you mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's the same as Chris Farley. I know all you people out there love Chris Farley. He was fat. He was fat and he was loud.
Dude, you're treading on sacred ground there. Come on, Chris Farley. Oh. That's a little harsh, man.
Hey, you know what?
I've always wanted a fan down my neighborhood as Chris Farley. God damn. Is there anybody you like?
Yeah, the dreamy Brad Pitt.
Oh,
I like Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and Sharon Stone.
All right.
Yeah, she was great in the Flintstones.
Oh, the Flintstones sucked. But you know what she was great in? The Quick and the Dead.
Huh? The Quick and the Dead?
The Quick and the Dead.
That was the quirkiest, weirdest fucking Western ever.
No. I have the quirkiest, weirdest one. It's a Korean Western.
Oh, is that right?
Weird.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Hey, Derek. Derek Barnes is watching.
Did they just do laundry the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh! I like
all
you.
Right. I'm going to have to edit that. What time is that?
No way.
It's 22 minutes in. All
no,
right.
You're not editing that, pussy. No, it was. It's
a way to China where they keep their laundry clean.
It's just a really weird Western.
Like, tune into BickerBots on iTunes.
Please
Stitcher.
Listen. Yeah. If you have a problem with that Korean comment, please, BickerBots. BickerBots, not us. I don't really give a shit. You can complain about us, too.
Please send your hate mail.
You send your hate mail here. I don't really care. I'll probably post it on Facebook and laugh about it. So.
That's the beautiful thing about a podcast. We don't have to answer to anybody.
Just Mrs. Right. Holiday.
They ain't paying my bills.
Exactly. It's free. What the fuck?
Oh, no. We lost a spot. Oh, wait. We don't have a sponsor.
Yeah. No. I'm still trying to get, like, anything from Radio Public. I'm on Radio Public, and they're like, you know, we'll send you money for everything that you do, and I've emailed them, like, 4 or 5 times. Like, you just keep sending me the same thing, saying to sign up correctly. I go on there. All my shit's on there.
That's their scam.
I've listened to a couple of them, and you've sent me nothing.
That's their scam.
And they're like, well, you know, yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know what they're scamming. They're just playing my episodes.
Well, I know. They're just not paying you.
Nobody else is either.
Yeah. Well, they're paying us what we're worth, to be honest with you. They're paying us what we're worth.
Yeah, they're paying us what we're worth. You're getting your money's worth.
You guys ever do an isolation tank?
No, but I want to.
You should. So we did one for the podcast that we're talking. We're going to record this weekend, and we're talking about the isolation tanks. We did it last weekend. That's some of the trippiest shit you can ever do.
Did you go in sober?
Yes, I went in sober and hallucinated, and tripped balls the entire time.
That's what really? I hear. Rogan goes in and he'll smoke pot before he goes
Is
in.
Is that right?
Or he'll take an edible.
Yeah.
You just sit in isolation. You just sit in total quiet, or what?
Yeah. It's you're in water. You're in warm water, and it's filled with salt.
So you
float. Yeah, you float.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
So, and the water is at your body temperature. So the water's at 98.6, right?
And they monitor.
So you're floating, so you can't feel it, right? You're not supposed to feel the water. You don't feel anything. You're in utter darkness, total silence, and it's very fun, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I totally want to do that. I think they got him up in Naperville.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll have to check into that.
We'll have to do it for
They got him everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we're in the sticks, dude.
Yeah.
You know, when you saw Hee Haw, they're talking about us. Salute!
Salute!
For you youngsters.
You didn't say you were building grain bins. Your shit.
Yeah, I was building bulk grain bins.
I built pole barns.
Oh, hey. Hey, Sam McLean from Just Talking with Sam is watching us. And if you haven't had Sam on your show, man, you need to have him. The guy's fantastic.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just turn on and let him go.
Nice. This kid has the best name ever.
Yeah.
Once again, another comic book name, Charles Xavier.
Charles Xavier, yeah.
And you are Deadpool.
Thank you.
Or quarterback for the Raiders.
One of the two.
Yeah. I would claim Deadpool, but...
So, I say some pretty off-color shit, so I prefer to stay a little bit anonymous here.
All right. So let's see. Our next story is the Chick-fil-A Thunderdome.
I've never been to Chick-fil-A either.
Neither have I.
Oh, seriously? Shit. It's amazing.
Once again, we are in the sticks.
Hey, but we've
you
got
might go and just make the drive and go use some Chick-fil-A.
We got a Chipotle
coming.
Because, you know, we don't have enough Mexican restaurants in the area. The 15 we already have aren't enough.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's the same with Olive Garden.
Yes, but Chipotle's on another level. Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, these are great fast food places, and you need them in your life.
As well as Jesus, apparently.
I got into an argument in the ball pit play area at Chick-fil-A with a guy.
Is so it who gets it to go in really first?
Shitty. What was that?
Is it who gets to go in first? Or
that was solid.
Yeah. I told him I got to be on top this time.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you probably deserved it.
So we're in there, and there's a big sign that says, all children will take their shoes off. And I got my two little girls in there, and they're running around with their shoes off, having a blast. And next thing you know, there's come these boys come in. They got their shoes on, and the kid comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, can you spin the wheel for me?" I was like, "Hey, why don't you take your shoes off? You're not supposed to have your shoes on in here."
Yeah.
And he just runs off. And another kid comes up. His brother asked me, "Hey, can you help me push the balls back in?" I was like, "Hey, you guys aren't supposed to be in here with your shoes on." And at this time, I'm talking to both these two kids. I look out through the clear glass trying to find a parent because I don't want to look like the creeper that's talking to these kids. And there's just your stereotypical overweight, fat, nasty, trashy dad staring at me through the glass. So the kids are running
eating
around
the sandwich.
And they both come up to me.
I'm not happy.
Right. Both the kids are running around,
they
come back to me again, and they're asking me another question, and I'm like, look, I'm not talking to you kids until you take your shoes off. End of story.
Right.
I look over in the glass, and next thing you know, like you're just saying, dad just starts mowing his chicken sandwich down his gullet.
Because he can't eat in the ball pit, or because he needs the energy to walk around?
He can't argue while he's still chucking a sandwich down his throat.
Right. So after he finishes his, he's sure enough to eat the kid's nuggets before he gets off his ass.
You may be my new best friend.
So he comes in the ball pit, and he doesn't say anything to me. He just looks at me. And fucking these kids. So they come up to me to say something. They see their dad, and they're like, oh, dad, can we do this, that, and the other? And I turn around and go, oh, okay, so you are dad. hey, you know, your kids shouldn't be in here with their shoes on.
Right.
And he goes, don't worry about it.
I was like, oh. I am worried about it.
Because I'm not four, I don't like that answer.
Right.
I say, well, hey, here's the deal. My kids are in here, and yours got the shoes on, and they're dirtying up everything where my kids are crawling. Right. That's why they say no shoes.
Right.
He's like, do you know how much shit is tracked in here? I was like, yes, they're tracked in here because fucking retards allow their kids to wear their shoes in here. That's how the shit gets tracked through here. And he,
I'm moving.
Like, I run 5'9", about 200 pounds on a good day, right? Yeah. And this guy was just in no means to be picking a fight with me.
Right.
He points his finger at me, and he tells me, I fucking told you once not to worry about it. So I step, maybe, whatever, 3 feet close to him, puts his hand in my chest, and for whatever reason, I just lost it, smacked his hand down, came back, and just thunderclapped him like I was Hulk Hogan in the fucking 90s. There was this deadening thud, and like, Chick-fil-A workers stopped, the fryers got turned off, they shut down the registers, nobody was making shakes. I got every fucking eye in the place on me. I'm just looking at this guy, I was like, don't you ever fucking touch me, I'll kill you. You understand me? And he was wearing his hunter outfit and shit, his real tree and this and the other, can of dip in his back pocket. I don't fucking care.
Right.
Before another word was said, his 300-pound rhinoceros wife comes busting through the glass. Jimmy, get out! Get out! Get out! Oh, my God. They drag them and their kids out of there, and Jesus Christ, it was the most uncomfortable walk of shame out of Chick-fil-A.
For you or for him?
Well, for him because he got smacked, but I had all eyes on me, and I'm like, oh, Christ, let me get out of here before a cop shows up.
Did you at least get a standing ovation?
I'm hurrying, trying to get
girls, get your shoes on. Daddy's going to get arrested.
Yeah, you know. Daddy's going for another joyride in the flashy car. You know?
Again.
Maybe they'll let you play with the sirens.
Yeah. So as I'm walking out, I got this one dad. He was like, hey, man, what was that all about? I was like, his kids had their shoes on. And he was like, but you're not supposed to have your shoes on. I was like, exactly.
Exactly. Thank you.
So is that your job now? You just drive around and look at ball pits?
There's a ball pit bouncer for Chick-fil-A.
Okay, so now when Edinburgh, somebody asks me what I'm going to do if I hit the lottery, I have my answer now. I drive around the Chick-fil-A's, make sure people got their shoes off.
That's right. Just monitoring. Keeping America great.
My dream is to own a porno shop.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, well,
yes. If I win $1 million, I'm buying a porno shop.
Hey, Leanna K.
I like watching people slinking around.
Yeah.
That's great.
If you buy a porno shop, you should put like all the questionable shit out on the floor and keep all of the vanilla stuff behind the counter so they have to ask you for it.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, there you go. All right. Ryan Seacrest fight argument.
Man, I don't know. This is just going to sound like I'm a guy that gets into a lot of fights.
Okay. Well, you're our kind of people.
We encourage you, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Yeah, don't worry about what we think.
Story, which I'll try to compress. So I was in Vegas with a bunch of buddies, and we went and did the VIP thing in the one night. You know, you pay the $500 for the $40 bottle of vodka.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
ooh, bottle service.
Yeah, split it across enough guys. It's only a couple $100 for the entire night, so we figured it wouldn't be that bad. So as we walked down into the club, it was like this VIP row went. It was just nobody. Then it was Simon Cowell and Ryan Seacrest, and then it was regular people, and then it was us, and then it was nobody, and then it was Eddie Murphy, and then it was Carrot Top at the end.
Oh, shit.
So it was just great.
Out of all those people that want to meet Carrot Top.
Carrot Top, I've seen Carrot Top twice in his show.
I'd like to.
It was fantastic.
I'd like to.
Now, was it pre-steroid Carrot Top?
Yeah,
or was it
pre-steroid.
I want to see after
steroid. He was still Beanpole. He was still Beanpole.
I want
them
all jacked up, and I want to trade tips on how to get big arms.
It was still a Beanpole Carrot Top.
Yeah, so that's the time I saw him. He was fully roided up. He was wearing like a tank top and just jeans. But I mean, he's a big dude.
If I had arms and chest like him, I would be wearing. That's all I would wear is tank tops.
Nice.
Can I work a shift?
Bring the name off there.
I don't know what you mean, Sam. Sam McClain just said, can I work a shift in you point store?
My porn stop. Of course.
The porn store. Hell yeah. Yes. Definitely, Sam. Definitely.
So we're chilling in the VIP, and the DJ comes across the thing. He's like, hey, put your hands together for the cast of America's Next Top Model. So they start parading the models past us.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. So I wait, and one comes by, and I'm like, oh, this is the one. I reach out, and I just, grab her by the arm a little bit, and she fucking looks at me. I was like, come here, have a drink with us, hang out. I've got a fucking certified model in the VIP section. I'm done. This is the greatest Vegas strip ever. I can't wait. I'm having a blast. I start bullshitting with her, and I find out she lives a half hour up the road from me.
No way.
Did you exchange numbers?
What's that?
Did you exchange numbers?
Maybe. So we'll get there, right? So.
Maybe ask her to go to Chick-fil-A?
There you go.
So she abandons the whole modeling crew, and she just hangs out with me for like an hour straight. So we're sitting there chilling, and this bouncer comes over and goes, excuse me, miss. Mr. Seacrest would like to invite you over to his table. And she's not going anywhere. She's been here for an hour and a half with me.
Right.
I look back. She goes, oh, my God, Ryan Seacrest. Oh, my God.
You turned around. Where'd you go?
She threw down one of those ninja puff balls. She's fucking gone.
Oh, dude, she's gone. Poof. Smoke clears, and she's sitting on Seacrest's lap and shit.
How could you possibly leave a guy named Wade?
Oh, my God, dude. So I just start taking the $500 bottle of vodka we got, and I just turn it up. I'm just, fuck this. I'm two steps from off of myself on a Vegas dance floor. I'm just going to get hammered.
Right.
So, about a half hour into it, I go over to the table. I try, come on, let's go back to the table. She's like, no, I'm chilling with Ryan. And Ryan, waves me off and tells one of the bouncers to get rid of me. I'm fucking trying to stiff arm a fucking bouncer who's got, 3 feet of height on me.
Yeah. whereas Ryan Seacrest is, 5'5".
Right. Because I would have loved to get my hands on his ass,
Yeah.
I'd be careful saying that about Ryan Seacrest.
No, it's okay. I'm not his hairdresser.
Ryan's
hair
like, I'd
He's
like him to get his
me.
Hands on my ass.
Get away, bitch. Come here.
Come here.
It's funny you say that, because that was my next line. So she comes back after another half hour after I went after the bouncer or tried to get to Ryan. So she comes back over, and she's like, oh, my God, Ryan was so cool, this, that, and the other. She's like, so I was like, yeah, how about you get the fuck away from me? And she's like, oh, my God, why are you being like this? I was like, you stink like fucking Seacrest. Get the fuck away from me.
Title, you stink like
you
Seacrest.
Stink like, there it is.
So bitterness and probably about a half bottle of vodka cost me America's Next Top Model.
Oh, there you go. All right, man. Well, hey, we're about 38 minutes in, and tell you what, I'm going to give you some time. Go ahead.
About the Bicker Bots.
Yeah, talk about the Bicker Bots.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the first time he's got it right in this whole time.
Exactly, and I corrected the whole thing. Hopefully we got everything. So, give me time. I can do words. Letters.
He may not spell them right, but
numbers,
he can do them.
Numbers. I know my AB3s. And
he really was typing
and,
in.
And I really do mean the best. I have the best intentions. I really, really do. I really want to promote other podcasts and help everybody else. It's a thing.
He was really spelling out. In his head, he was spelling out Bicker Bots. It just came out Brickleberry.
So, all right, man. Yeah.
All right, I'm one of.
Where can we find you? Where can we give you money? Where can we? Do you have a Patreon account?
Giving you money.
Well, you could, but so I got a Patreon account, or we have a Patreon account. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're basically anywhere you can find a podcast. Definitely give us a listen. You will know within the first 3 minutes if it's for you or not.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're still looking for our first female listener.
What's a female?
They're soft and smell nice.
It's been a long time.
Yes. All kinds of pretty. On the show, we like to do the Bang, Marry, Kill. We do a Bang, Marry, Kill almost every episode, if not every other episode. And they get pretty detailed.
Yeah. The one I was just listening to today, you guys were doing the Would You Rather.
How'd you find it with it not being able to spell it?
Shut the fuck up. So
you must have sent him a link.
There was a link, okay? There was a fucking link, all right?
It's Bickerbots, B-I-C-K-E-R.
You give me seven or eight times. You'll know us. We're going to
look like little fighting robots.
Yep. Yeah, and I used to love the Rock'em Sock'em Robots, too, man.
Yeah, it's definitely a good time, man. Yeah. If you ever get a chance, man, just go on the Facebook page and at least look at all the different cover art we do. We had one show that was all dedicated to glory holes. So.
Do you need another person? That was definitely an interesting one. By chance?
Yeah. Have Jay.
Yeah, I could be had.
Yeah.
Is that where you guys met?
Oh no, we've known each other for years.
We met at Cheese's house, I think. A Tuesday night. We met at Cheese's house on a Tuesday night.
Oh, well, maybe.
We had the Drunken Fest. Beef's house.
Beef's house, yeah.
Yeah, Beef's Garage.
Fuck, I don't remember. It's a long time. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And we ended up working together.
That's funny, though.
And I just said, I decided to do a podcast. I said, hey, why don't you come on over tomorrow morning? He's like, for what? And I'm like, oh, yeah, you'll see when you get here. And I had like a single mic mixing board. I had one microphone and
two turntables and a microphone.
We didn't even have two turntables. We had one microphone.
No, we did not.
Yeah, and that was it. I mean, we just 38 episodes later, I think, somewhere around there.
And luckily, I own a DJ business. Yeah, so we got a board laying around. So we got like a 10-channel board.
Yeah, we got a nice ass board. So.
We got a great board and shitty host.
So, yeah, shitty host.
Ours was actually born out of a pretty dicey conversation. So we all worked together, and the one day we were sitting around, and for whatever reason, I looked at Ray, and I was like, I turned to my buddy, I was like, Wells, how long do you think we could lock Ray in a dog cage for? And it just became this whole conversation about how we would torture him across a 3-day weekend in a dog cage.
Just put him in a sharp stick.
Just lock him in a cage, make him watch a 5-minute clip of Gilmore Girls right in the middle of like season 12, episode 8.
Look, that's just cruel.
That's fucked up.
Oh, and it was going to be on a loop, just repeat. He would never know anything more about the story. He would just see that little 5-minute clip. Oh, it was.
You know, I have seen the Scarecrow and Mrs. King 3 times. Same episode every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird how that works?
Yeah. Still better than Lost in Space.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this one up because fuck you. Because I got another one coming up here, another podcast in about 7 minutes. So I'm going to wrap this one up. Wade, thank you so much. You still got a lot of stories to tell, and I'm definitely going to have you back on, man.
Hey, whenever you guys are ready.
You're fantastic, and thank you so much for coming on tonight. I know we just met today, just started talking today, and I can't thank you enough.
Man, that Chick-fil-A.
I really appreciate it. And, yeah, that Chick-fil-A story is fucking fantastic. That's going to be the name. So, from a room next to my bathroom in my basement, this has been My Worst Holiday.
Fuck you, Seacrest.